Good morning. Celeste Headley here on The Takeaway. John Hockenberry is out. We want to talk about what's going on for the USS Enterprise. EXO Movie Night was an event on the aircraft carrier. That's when Captain Owen Honors would broadcast for the entire ship his homemade comedy videos. Some were shown while the aircraft carrier was carrying out missions supporting the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Evening, Enterprise, this is the XO. This is my last normal EXO Movie Night video. I've gotten several complaints about inappropriate material during these videos. Never to me personally, but gutlessly through other channels. This evening, all of you bleeding hearts, why don't you just go ahead and hug yourselves for the next 20 minutes or so, because there's a really good chance you're going to be offended tonight.
That was from the last EXO video Honors that will ever make. EXO meaning Executive Officer. Captain Honors has now been relieved of his command. Though there are those who served in the Navy that we talked to who believe he was doing his job and doing it well, like this former Navy vet, Mark Trail.
A big part of the EXO's job is troop morale, and that's a huge part of their responsibility, but so many don't take that responsibility seriously, and morale suffers because of it. This guy took it seriously, and kudos to him for doing it.
And Christina Carcelin, a 10-year veteran of the Navy, believes civilians just can't understand this.
It's different in a military life than a civilian who gets easily offended by anything.
Easily offended? Or maybe what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, there's a line somewhere here, and the Navy says Captain Owen Honors overstepped that line, and that's why he's been relieved of command. Joining us now to kind of put this in context is Michael Corgan, an associate professor of international relations at Boston University, also a former surface warfare officer for the Navy and former instructor at the U.S. Naval Academy. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Explain this to me, what this Christina Carcelin, a former sailor, was talking about, that there's things that the civilian population simply cannot comprehend that goes on a ship when people are stuck there on a boat for months at a time.
Well, she's certainly right. When you have a group like that that's off by itself, as you would be on an aircraft carrier, say, over in the Persian Gulf on duty, you're going to be by yourselves and you're going to make your own humor. But this is the kind of humor that goes on in many places that see themselves as separate or even elite, as certainly F-14 pilots are. They're among the best this country has. So you get this kind of humor. You might even get it amongst the engineers at your radio station or in the locker rooms of country clubs. So, yes, these sorts of things, this sort of humor is common amongst people in those circumstances. What's remarkable here, I think what the point of discussion is that it's the executive officer of the ship who's doing it, the number two, who is, first of all, a representative of the captain. He stands for the command, and he's not there on his, it's not his own show. It's not his turn yet to be the one who sets the tone for things. It's the captain's turn. But here's the executive officer who's trying to do something very hard, and that's be funny. And he didn't work his way up through nightclubs and, you know, stand-up comedy routines in places. He's sort of hitting it cold. And he's got, to some degree, a captive audience, the whole ship.
Well, and he uses, as his comedy, there's a number of gay slurs. There's certainly some borderline, extremely offensive material about women. They included racy pictures of the actress, again, Glenn Close, and a number of other things. But, you know, we got this comment that I want you to listen to. This is Mark Trail again. He's a sail manager now, but he served in the Navy on active duty from 89 to 93. And here's what he says.
The video, and I watched it, is absolutely mild compared to what we were doing in the Navy back in the late 80s, early 90s. Back then, the sailors I served with, we weren't even housebroken.
So is this an overreaction? I mean, is this video that seems out there to many people watching it cold? Is it just kind of mild, as Mark Trail says?
Well, it's the kind of thing you would have heard anywhere amongst the troops, you might say, amongst the crew, going back to the 60s and 70s and 80s when I was at sea. Yes, you do hear that kind of thing, of course, and you know it goes on, and they're not just criticizing gays and women and all that. If you're one of the senior officers, are criticizing you, too, and you have to live with a certain amount of this. But what's important here is that this is coming from the executive officer of the ship, who is setting the bar for what is permissible and what is not. And I can appreciate what Captain Honors was trying to do, keep the morale up. We didn't have all those things back when I was deployed for months at a time in the Tonkin Gulf in the 60s and then later deployed in the 70s. All we could do was record. One day we just recorded a whole hour of a Providence radio station, played that back for 24 hours, and that was our morale on a smaller ship.
Yay.
So what he was doing was trying to keep the morale up, and he has to do that. That is his job, and I agree with Mr. Trail there. That's an important job of the XO. But for the XO to be a comic or to be an on-screen comic, we all know that that's a very hard thing to do, and knowing what line to cross and what line not to cross, and we've seen any number of examples of comedians who do this full-time for a living, how hard it is for them and how they have to be careful. And for an executive officer to do this, who's a highly skilled man and a very brave, courageous man, very
decorated
competent,
Top Gun pilot, yeah.
Yeah, they are that good. For him to try this comedy thing as executive officer is number two. He's lowering the bar, and if he's doing that, what are his subordinates doing? What are their subordinates doing? And then what do the sailors finally who are, say, new to the Navy or only serving a short time instead of the 20 or 30 years that some of us served, what do they think is appropriate and legitimate?
It's a coincidence you should mention that, because that also bothered another person that we spoke to. This is Paul Nito. He served on the USS Enterprise under Owen Honors until his discharge in June 2010, and he also sees this as an example of a problem with the chain of command. Here's what he says.
The chain of command is horrible. Like I said, they use the buddy-buddy system. If you're not within their program, you know, there's a lot of favoritism, there's a lot of, you know, corruption on that boat, you're pretty much going to get treated like crap.
And this seems to have been what bothered the Navy, in which they said Honors showed a lack of professionalism, and led them to call into question his ability to lead. And you heard him saying himself that he's gotten complaints about the videos and the people who are bleeding hearts should hug themselves for 20 minutes. And that seems to be what you're saying, that it calls into question leadership.
Well, he used the phrase, I'm very surprised he did this, gutlessly, wouldn't complain directly to him. I mean, after all, who is going to stand up and tell the executive officer who's responsible for everybody's evaluation and reports, you do this on behalf of the captain, and then the captain signs off on the officers and whoever signs off on the enlisted and the senior enlisted people, who's going to stand up and tell the guy who does all this, who writes your ticket, you're doing, sir, excuse me, but you're doing this all wrong, gutlessly. It's the command influence that he has, and he is number two on the ship, you never forget that. That is his job.
He's not anymore. He's now a desk jockey working for the Navy at a desk job. He is no longer in command of the USS Enterprise or any other aircraft carrier. We're talking with Michael Corgan. He's Associate Chair of International Relations at Boston University, a former warfare officer for the Navy and instructor at the U.S. Naval Academy.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.